Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. Remax Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 14 degrees in the capital city. We've got 14 minutes now before the top of the hour. And top of the hour, let's see, today is Thursday. CBS News. Would that be correct, Dustin? I believe it is. Yeah, we don't have what happened to the guys, the sports guys? Did they just disappear?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay, well, that's too bad. I kind of enjoyed that.
Yes,
the jocks.
It was good. But
it was it was good. But you know, nothing lasts forever, I guess.
Not.
Oh well. With us in studio is Swift's Trail and Auto Recycling. He's the main guy. This is Mike Swift. Funny about that. They named it after you. Welcome to the News Hour, Mike. Good to see you.
Thank you. Pleasure being here. Yeah. It's the name comes from Swift's is our last name.
Right.
Grandfather started in the 1940s. Had two auto recycling facilities in Des Moines. We last year merged the two together.
Uh-huh.
Got a new logo, hence the name Swift's Trails and Auto Recycling.
Sure.
So, yep.
Well, you know, that must be kind of, it's really interesting. I mean, third generation in this business.
Yes, and fourth generation behind us.
And fourth generation behind you.
Right.
You know, I've often been told, and you can say this is not true, but I've often been told that individuals in the third generation aren't used to working so much because they're just living on the gravy that the prior generations have prepared for them.
Huh? I wish that was true.
Yeah.
The way we were brought up in the business, I have two sisters. My brother Steve is my partner. Father passed away here 4 years ago. Mom still works in the business, 75
really?
Years old,
well,
and
good.
We're still there every day. And we work very hard. These economic times, the last few years have been struggling, but trying to rise above it, trying to do a better job, and that's where the auto recycling comes in, to try to help people repair their cars, warranty the parts, give them a good deal, and just try to do the right thing for people.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to start backwards a little bit. We're going to talk about the recycling business. You guys used to be known as the junkyard.
Exactly.
Right?
That's still the name. It's amazing. I've also represent the Automotive Recycler Association,
right,
on the national level. I'm the first vice president. I'll be president come fall time. And not only a United States association, but actually a worldwide association. And it's still the name we try to fight.
Sure.
It's still the name we fight every day. And
absolutely.
I went to D.C. a couple years ago and met Senator Tom Harkin and tried to explain to him that we were auto recyclers. And he goes, "What is that?" I said, "Well, I knew when you were a young man, you had so much money, you probably drove a brand new car." He says, "No, we used to go to the junkyards and steal the parts." I said, "Well, that's kind of what we do.
We're
trying to get rid of that name. That name follows us everywhere." So it's just funny how when you say auto recycling, and it's reuse is what we do, and try to do it every day, try to do a good job of it too.
Yeah, I think that this is an interesting story from a couple of points. Number one is the entire entire effect that it has on the environment, because you're really some of the first recyclers, you know.
That's the truth. We are, according to our association, we are the original recyclers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you think of the days when there wasn't a parts store on every corner, and you know, you had to go to the gas station, and he said, "I had an old car out back," and that's where this all started. And just in the last few years, you know, with mercury switches in cars, start pulling those, drain the oil, doing the right thing with the oil, the antifreeze.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, back in the days of my grandfather and my dad, you know, you just dump that stuff on the ground. You know, now used oil gets recycled, gets burnt into furnaces, gets, you know, reused. Antifreeze gets reused. You know, the plastics. You know, it's just amazing how far our industry has come, and trying to do the right thing, that's what we do.
We're talking with Mike Swift of Swift's Recycling, Auto Recycling, Trails and Recycling. Mike, one of the curious things about that, and you mentioned this, and I happen to know because I'm closely affiliated with the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, mm-hmm. which are junkyards, if you will, for
right.
tractors
exactly.
and farm equipment. Mm-hmm. And I know the heavy changes that have been environmentally coming along, and you mentioned some of those things. You're no longer allowed to just dump stuff on the ground. You have to recycle those things and really take care so that you're not disturbing some of the groundwater.
And that comes into play with our Iowa Auto Recyclers Association. We have a program called iCare. It's Iowa Certified Auto Recycler Environmental. And 67 members we have of the ARA. It's about 55-year-old organization. The founder is still up in Spencer, Iowa, John Vanderhaeg.
Really?
And a very fascinating man. But anyway, our iCare program, to be a member of our association, you have to adhere to this program. And it's not any new rules. It's not any new regulations. It's a neat package that our environmentalist and our executive director, Sue Schalls, has put together for us, not only with the environmental part and drain the oils and sure. the antifreeze and the Freon and the batteries and the tires, so we're doing the right thing. You know, we also have safety program involved that 5 years ago we never had. So now it's safety in the – so as our organization grows and as auto recycling grows – we are a, you know, we are a viable business. We are there to save people money. You talked the story of the day about
an alternator. I'm going to get into that because I think this is really telling. Because the second part of this whole conversation has to do with how Mike can save you some money. You really can, because now we're going to tell this story, and you tell me
right.
what I, you know, top of mind awareness about auto recyclers is not there.
Right, exactly. I mean,
you know, that was me. My bride came home the other day, and we had a lousy noise under the hood of her Jeep, and I said, you know, it sounds like the alternator. And sure enough, that's what it was. And a auto mechanic place here in town that's well known. They do a lot of advertising, top of mind awareness. You mm-hmm. know, they do advertising.
Right.
I'm going, okay, we're going to take it to this particular company to go ahead and fix the alternator or put a new one in. And the guy calls me. He says, yeah, Michael, it is the alternator. You're correct. The bill on that's going to be $650. And I said, you got to be kidding me, man. He says, no. And they did it in 2 hours.
You know, right.
I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, where can I get that hourly rate at?
Well,
and then we talked.
Right. And like I told you on the phone that, you know, looking up that alternator for that particular vehicle, you know, we had one for $85 and I could have sent you to a mechanic, probably had it installed for $50 to $75. And also that $85, it would have had a lifetime warranty on the alternator. Lifetime warranty on the alternator.
See,
we never used to do that. But in the old auto recycling days, you bought it, you owned it. Tough.
Right.
That's where we're trying to not do those things anymore. We want to sell a good product. We've been around for 75 years. There's auto recyclers all over the state. So we're trying to do the right thing for people to give them this option. And like I told you that day, you know, a lot of it is our fault for not promoting ourselves. And that's what, you know, that's why I'm here today, to try to help promote auto recycling, not only promote our business, but auto recyclers around the state of Iowa and also the country.
So. Well, I think this is that's a stunning story. It really is. I do not say that the other people shouldn't make a living and they shouldn't make a living.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, when money's money,
right.
and you say, okay, look, I can get the same thing done for a quarter of the price.
Right.
You go, well, wait a minute. How come I didn't know about that?
And with our inventory management systems, I can look it up and get you the correct interchange, you know, go by your VIN number, get that interchange, sell you the correct part, and just try to do it right the first time. And, you know, if we don't satisfy you, we give money back. We do that all the time. Things happen like that. We refer you to mechanics that spend money with us. But yeah, that's,
people
like I said,
know.
That's part of our problem. and that's why I'm here today, and not also, you know, for today, but also in the future, to try to
absolutely
try to get this word out more about
absolutely.
Auto recycling and the industry that we're in, and it's a very viable part of repairing cars, and people can save money today.
Right, I mean, right now.
Right now.
You know, because after we had that conversation, mm-hmm. I have another vehicle. It's a Kia Amante. I mm-hmm. love this car, by
yep.
the way. It's just such a fabulous, it's about 10 years old, but it just runs beautifully. And somebody backed into me and got a little crack on the taillight.
Yep.
And I thought, well, I wonder what that's going to cost. I got to tell you, I took this in for an estimate.
Yes.
And the guy says, oh, well, we have to take the whole quarter panel off. We have to straighten this out. We have to sand this out. It's going to be $3,500. I said, you're out of your mind. What do you mean for this? You've got to be kidding. And so I'm on your site and I'm looking. I'm going, oh, wow, for under $50, I can get that thing replaced.
Right. Exactly. And like I said, that's the service that we provide. We get knocked a lot of times by manufacturers because you get that name, that junkyard name.
Right.
They think we buy these cars for $5 and we're just making money hand over fist. And, you know, we pay a fair price for the vehicles. We try to buy the right cars. We try to inventory them as best we can. We're also hooked up with recyclers' inventories across the country. So if we don't have it, I can locate it for you, too. We can locate it. And that's another cool thing about our industry. I've been across the country looking at all kinds of auto recyclers, salvage yards, and never seen two the same.
Sure.
We all do a little different, but it's amazing how we can come together and unite as auto recyclers across the country.
Well, I think this is one of those untold stories. I'm so glad that we were able to make this connection. Our good friend Stephen Haas put us together. Steve Haas, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is with SAV Transportation out of the Minneapolis area. And he's just a great guy, really into helping people less than truckloads. I think we had Stephen on just a couple of weeks ago from Memphis when I was down there with Stephen, and we were talking about less than full truckloads and shipping. Anyway, SAV Transportation, if you're into that as well. Thanks so very much, Mike, for coming by. It is called Swift's Trail End Auto Recycling. And of course, if you didn't catch this entire interview here, you can always catch it on our podcast. Our podcast, all you have to do is Google Insight on Business Podcast, and we'll be right there. Thanks again.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
Mike Swift, ladies and gentlemen, you just saved a lot of people some money. We're going to take a quick break and come back with a close. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.